A little warm up, right?
A little warm up.
All right. You know me. I'm very conventional. I don't go off track. I don't do things out of the ordinary. You know, just your basic run of the mill. You know, teacher, preacher. Right? At least that's what I think in my eyes. But I'm going to start something with a little quote here. And it's about prayer. That's what I want to talk about this morning is prayer. It says, the very powers of darkness are paralyzed by prayer. No wonder Satan tries to keep our minds fuzzy and active work till we cannot think to pray. That was by Oswald Chambers. Right? That's something that we did just a little while ago. We met up in the upper room. I like that, the upper room. Right? And we begin to pray. You know, our service unto God begins when we wake up. It doesn't begin here at 9 o'clock. It doesn't begin at 10 o'clock when we're at service. It begins when we wake up, and it ends when we go to sleep. It's an all-day thing. It's just life. It's a life thing. It's not a time thing. We're going to start off with a song. My son, we'll start that off. I want to stir things up. I want us to get in the mood, to get our emotions going, because we know that one thing, we can't trust our feelings. Even though we enjoy our feelings at times, sometimes we don't enjoy them. But let's set the tone for today. Let's start now. Let's not start and wait to get to worship down there. Let's not start to wait to praise God down there. It isn't like a separate time. Let's start now and let's just take this forward. Amen?
Darkness tries to roll over my bones. When sorrow comes to steal the joy I own. When brokenness and pain is all I know. Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. 'Cause my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. I am not a captive to the lies. Oh, I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
standing on the rock. Oh, I am standing in your love. I am standing on the rock, my firm foundation, my firm foundation. Come on, sing it with me now. Oh, I am standing on the rock.
I entitled this prayer. I can stand up here for the next half an hour and I can talk about prayer. We just had prayer upstairs. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that prayer. There was many words spoken upstairs about what God's doing. Prophetic words. What he's doing now, but what he's doing in the future. Those words are living words that can be etched upon our hearts. That can carry us through the storms, through the waves, through our circumstances. How many here need a word to be carried through their circumstance? All too often, the enemy comes in with his words, with the lies, the doubt, the confusion, right? And for me, it's just in my nature, being Irish, to be stubborn. That the enemy does that to me, to my family. To my family here, you know, that I draw a line in the sand. That's what it's going to continue down there when I preach, but a line in the sand has been drawn. And enough is enough. That song isn't just a song to sing, it's a declaration. It's a declaration coming from who we are. We're his sons and daughters, so I'd like everybody to stand. We're going to pray. We're not going to talk about prayer. We're going to pray. We're going to kick this off a little different than what you guys may be used to. Because God is powerful.
Amen.
God performs miracles.
Amen.
And this is what I want. This is what he wants.
Right.
He wants to see us want him to move.
Right.
And that means if it means coming out of our everyday, mundane, normal stuff,
Amen.
So be it. Let's be obedient. Let's come out of that shell. Let's do something that might be a little different, out of our nature. This isn't something that I normally do. It's something that he's calling me to. But you take a step of faith out of that boat. Say, Lord, you know, I've done that before, and guess what? I've sank. Yet you're still here. He pulled you out of that water.
Amen.
He dusted you off. We're going to tear down some lies here today.
That's right.
We're going to see some chains broken. We got youth in this room.
Amen.
And guess what? If we're fighting a battle, as adults, as Christians that have walked that walk, How much more are they fighting a battle when they don't even have that solid foundation in their own life? They're standing upon what their parents may have provided or what their parents may not have provided. This may be the only foundation that they have. And it's up to us to be that light. Here today, things are going to change because God wants them to change for us. God wants to bless us. But he ain't going to be able to do that in our unbelief. He ain't going to be able to do that when we come in here and it's just another day at church. We have to have an expectation that he is who he says he is. That he can do what he can do. And in spite of not seeing what he's going to do, we still trust him. We still will walk in obedience. Amen? And if you don't fully understand it, don't worry about that. He's put you in a body. So that when that body moves, be content to move with it. Because he is the head of this body. Pastor Don and Pastor John are not the head of this body. They never have been. They never claimed to be. They're servants. As John said, they're servants. That's what they are. He is the head of this body. He is the head of this building of his kingdom. He is the one that's put this together. He is the one that has chosen you, brought you here for this day, for such a time as this. I said last week that there's an intent and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. The youth there, they might not even begin to understand, well, what's my intent for being here? What's my purpose for being here? They might not fully understand that. But trust God, he brought you to this place. And his presence is in this place. His presence lives and dwells within us. If it lives and dwells within us, it's in this place. The enemy would tell you otherwise. That's a lie. Who is that? Maury Povich. He always does that goofy stuff. Comes out with his lie detector sheet. And you'll see, the enemy will tell you that God's presence isn't here. Well, that's a lie. Because it's a lie. His presence is here. It's here in this place. We are gathered here, united as a body. All right? So we're going to spend some time praying. Shane, open us up.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
After that, it's just open. Pray for the things that are on your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
God already knows what's on your heart.
Yes.
He knows that.
Thank you, Lord.
But he wants to hear from you. He wants you to turn around and just ask. Ask for the things that are beyond asking for.
Yes.
Ask for the increase, Esther and Fred.
Yes.
Ask for the direction.
Yes.
Ask for it. It doesn't have to be the same old, same old. Ask for the increase. Ask for the direction. Ask for God to move. Ask for God to confirm it. Ask for God to show you. Amen?
Amen.
God's going to move.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I just want to thank you for this
yes.
day, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for Brianna and Tony, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Father God. All those that are sick, Lord God. Father, I'd just like to thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Father. He da 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 da. Shata da kuya da da kia da da kia da. Anda da kuya da da shi da da kuya da da shi da da kuya da da kia da. Anda da kia da da kia da da kia da da makua da da mashi da da makia da. Anda da kia da da kuya da da shi da da kuya da da shi da da kia da da kia da. Anda da kuya da da shanda da kuya da da shata da makuya da da makia da. Anda da kia da da mashi da da kia da da kia da. Yes, thank you, Father God. Praise you, Father God. We stand in your love for us, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Under the court that a sheet of the court that a sheet of the court that a gate that a gate. He's got a court that a gate. He's got a gate that a gate that a gate. I thank you, Father, that you are right, God. He's got a court that a sheet of the court that a sheet of the court that a gate. Under the court that a sheet of the court that a sheet of the court that a gate. Under a quarter, a sheet of 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 a quarter, a kid, a kid. Under a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet of a quarter. Under a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a kid. Under a kid, a kid, a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet of a kid, a kid. He's got a sheet, a sheet, a sheet, a sheet, a sheet. Father, I thank you for each and every young person here today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they are taking the steps to carve out, Father God, a future for themselves, Father God. A future for themselves, Father God. Each and every one of them, Father God. I pray for provision for them, Father God. I pray for the jobs that they're to have, Father God. Father, you said that if we lack anything, Father God, if we lack wisdom, Father God, to ask you, Father God, for wisdom, Father God. I remember the day that I asked you for wisdom, Father God. For I was one that did not graduate. I did not pass in high school. I took a GED, and Lord, you showed me that I just had to ask you for wisdom, Father God. And you've done mighty things in my life. I pray that you do mighty things in their lives, Father God, that they not think that things are just limited, Father God, to the possibilities that they have, Lord God. Father, take and just give them the possibilities. Give them the gifts, Father God, that have laid dormant in their lives, Father God. For you created them, Father God, in your image, Father God. For they are not slow to understand, Father God. Father, bless them with provision, Father. Bless them with cars. Bless them with houses, Father God. Father, establish them in the kingdom, Father God. Let them not go to and fro, Lord God. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray a hedge of protection around them, Father God, as they try to grow, Father God, in the knowledge of who you are and just how much you love them, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Andara kia tara kua tara shi tara kua tara kia tara kia tara kia tara. Andara kia tara kua tara shi tara kua. Yes, Father God. Under a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a kit, a kit, a kit. Under a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a kit. Yes, Father God, you'll finish it, Lord God. Under a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a kit, a kit, a kit. Under a kit, a quarter, a sheet of a quarter, a sheet. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Under a quarter, a sheet, 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 a sheet. Under a quarter, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Under a quarter, a quarter, a sheet, a quarter, a kid. Under a quarter, a sheet, a quarter, a sheet, a quarter, a kid. Under a quarter, a sheet, a quarter, a sheet, a quarter, a kid. Under a quarter, a quarter, a quarter, a kid. Yes, Lord God. We declare it, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God. Under a quarter, a sheet, a quarter, a kid, a kid. Under a quarter, a sheet. Praise you, Father God. Handa la kia tara kia tara kia. Hish kara shi tara kua tara kia tara kia tara. Handa la kua tara shi tara kua tara shi tara kua tara kia tara. Handa la kia tara kia tara kua tara shi tara kua tara shi tara. Handa la kua tara shi tara kua tara shi tara kua tara kia tara. Handa la kia tara kua tara shatara makua makua tara makia tara makia. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. And that accord that accord that a sheet of the court that a sheet of the kid. And that accord that a sheet of the court, yes, Lord. Yes, O Lord. Praise you, Father God. And that accord that a sheet of the court that a sheet of the court that a kid that a kid. And that accord that a sheet of the kid that a kid that a court that a kid. And that accord that a shut of the court that a sheet, the sheet, the sheet, the sheet, the sheet. That not one would be lost, Lord God. Not one, Lord God. And that a court that a sheet of the court that a sheet that a court that a sheet that a kid. And that a court that a sheet of sheet the court that a kid that a kid. And that a court that a sheet of the court that a sheet that a kid. Yes, Lord God. Heat that a kid, heat the faithful Father. Faithful Father God, you are faithful. E ma cuore ma chiara ma chiara ma cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita andare ma cuore da rascita da cuore da ma chiara da rascita andare a cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita andare a cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita da cuore da andare a chiara da rascita da chiara da rascita andare a cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita da chiara da rascita da chiara andare a cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita da cuore da rascita andare a chiara da rascita da chiara da chiara da chiara. Yes, O Lord, thank you, Father. Yes, yes, Father God. He that a cuore da rascita rascita. Yes, Father God. He that a cuore da chiara chiara da chiara. Praise you. Have your way here today. Thank you, Father God. And that a court that a yes, Lord God. And that a court that a sheet of a court that a sheet. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Father God. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God. Heal her, Father God. And that a kiet of a court that a sheet of a court that a kiet. And that a court that a machanda no court that a sheet of a court that a sheet. And that a court that a shat at a kiet at a kiet at a court of a court of a key. Yet at a kuyera, kiera, kiera, makuyara, manashana, nashi. And that a kiet at a kuyeta, a machana, no kuyere, kiera, makuyara. And that a sheet at a sheet of key. Eat at a court at a kiet. And that a court that a sheet of a court that a kiet at a kiet at a kiet. And that a court that a sheet of a court that a sheet of a court, makiet and makiet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. And that a court that a sheet of a kiet at a kiet at a kiet. And that a court that a sheet of a court that a sheet of a court that a kiet. And that a court that a machananana kiet at a kuyeta, kiera makuyeta. Eat at a court that a machet and makieta. Ish get a sheet at a kiet at a kiet at a kiet.
Father God, I pray for this body here today, Lord, and that we just prepare our hearts for what we're going into today, not just here, but like what we're going to be learning about in our message and in praise and worship, Lord, and that we just open up our hearts, open up our minds to just be able to accept you here today, Lord, and that we get into a, just a presence of you, Lord, that we just are just ready for just the opening of our hearts for the Holy Spirit to come into us and just be able to fill our bodies and fill our minds, Lord. I thank you for just everything here today, for the prayer time that we have here, just the time that we get to spend with our body, Lord, for the fellowship, the relationships that we get to continue to build. I pray for just each and everyone here, for the hedge of protection around them, for just the preparations of just being able to be here today and just the exception of what we're going to learn here. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I love putting people on the spot.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we. Lord, let us have tenacity, Lord God. Lord, let us be like the woman who begged you, Lord God, who said, "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the children's table, Lord." Lord, let us have that tenacity when we come before you, Lord God, that we would not just settle for our situations, Lord, but that we would ask and beg and plead with you until you answer, Lord God, that we would cry out like all the people who had to cry out multiple times, Lord God, who cried out until you turned around and you blessed them, Lord God. Let us ask you and not settle, Lord God, but let us grab hold of the things that you want for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I'd just like to thank you, Father God, that we're able to gather here. And this is just the beginning. We gathered here in prayer. We gathered here just talking to you, laying our requests before you, Father God, putting them before you and trusting you, not knowing exactly how it's all going to turn out. But we know you. We know your character. We know that this is what you want to do, Father God, that you have our best interests as your sons and daughters at heart, Lord God. Father, even in the midst of the darkness and not knowing and not understanding, we can trust you. We can trust you, Father God. Yeah. Father, we're no different than any kid. We don't want to go through the things that we go through. 2020 hindsight, we wish we would have never done this or done that. But Father God, you have a purpose and an intent for everything, Father God. And you bring that to the forefront, Lord God, that you would be glorified. You'd be glorified in us speaking out your name, trusting you, Father God, in the midst of it, that we could lay our lives down, that we could surrender everything here today, Father God, as we begin to continue this journey from this room to the next room, from the Holy of Holies, going into that inner sanctuary down there, laying ourselves before you in a reverence for you, Father God. This isn't just a time to gather together. It's a reverence for you, Father God, that in spite of everything that we're going through, in spite of everything that our family members are going through, in spite of what our children are going through, in spite of what our spouses are going through, in spite of it all, Lord God, we come before you. Yeah. We've taken this time out of our life to come before you, Lord God, to honor you in all of it, to give you glory in the midst of it, that we can trust you even if it doesn't turn out the way that we want. We can trust you. It is you that has started this. It is you that will finish this, Lord God. And Father, you didn't leave us as orphans, Father God. You didn't leave us out there wandering around by ourselves. You brought us here, Father God, together as a family, Lord God. You've knitted us together. You knitted our lives together. You knitted our hearts together, Father God. This is something that you've done, Father God. You've done it for each and every one of us. It's something that you'll continue to do for us. You'll continue to be faithful because that's who you are. You'll continue to be strong because that's who you are. You'll continue to bring us forward, Father God, until all the promises that you have given us can be answered, Father God. Until we go home to be with you, Father God, you will do these things, Father God. They're not always going to be what we want, Father God. But through it all, you're going to love us, Lord God, with an everlasting love. It says, love always trusts. Back there it says, be still and know I am God. These are the words that we meditate upon. These are the weapons that we use, Father God. These are the stones that we cast at the enemy. It's your word, Father God. It's that sword, Father God. When those lies come in, when those distractions come in, when those things come in, we have a weapon, Father God, and that's you, your word, Father God. They say one thing, and we say what the word says. We stand upon that word, that rock that was sung about earlier today. It's not just something to sing about. It's something to stand upon. Because each and every one of us is going to have to stand upon it at some point in our life. And more times than not, often, we're going to stand upon that. There'll be times in our life that we found that we were standing in our own strength and our own wisdom and our own understanding. And we need to surrender that. Because we go so far as Christians, so far in our life, that we begin to think, I got this. I got this. And then something comes up and we're like, okay, wait a second. I never had it to begin with. You've had it. I've always been in your hand. I've always been there. He tells us today that he's always been there. He always will be. Now and forever, he is faithful. This storm that you're going through right now wasn't the storm that you were going through 10 years ago. And it isn't going to be the one you're going to go through 10 years from now. But what hasn't changed is him. He's never left us and he's never forsaken us and he never will. And we need to stand upon that. And like I said, it's not just a thought. It's not just a statement. It is a declaration. It is truth. It is solid. That in spite of it, just like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the fire, you think they say, yeah, throw me in. Any volunteers, throw me in. Throw me in. Heck no. They were bound. And you'd have to bind me to throw me in that fire. But through it all, God gives us an ability through his word to have a confidence that whether I perish, because I know where I'm going, or whether he saves me. He gives you that confidence. And we need to have a confidence. The enemy comes in and robs each and every one of us of our confidence. And I know that to be true because we don't pray. Our prayer is not going to be birthed because of some discipline. This is going to be birthed because of the relationship that we have with Christ. Because we know that we can't make it through this life on our own. We know we can't do these things. We know that we can't find the best job out there. But we know that He knows, and He has that prepared for us. It's a timing issue a lot of times. And if you know anything about us Americans, we can't wait, let alone have patience. That's why I tell my wife, honey, you haven't even waited yet, so you can't say that you're having patience. You got to wait a little while, then you can exercise some patience. You know, and we need to turn around and wait on the Lord. But guess what? He's ready to move. We've been waiting. Just like the Israelites coming out of that desert, coming out of that bondage. They waited. What did it take? It took them crying out. We need to set our hearts to cry out to Him. You could be in the valley, and guess what? You can cry out. You could be on the mountaintop today, and you can say, listen, I just came off of a great experience with Christ. You're still going to wait upon Him. You're still going to pursue Him. Amen? I got one more song I want to play, and then we'll be ready to close. And we got prayer up front. Those of you that want to, come up front and pray. Let's stir this up. Let's push back on this kingdom of darkness that comes against us. You know, like I tell my wife, she calls me a little crazy because, you know, when the things come against me and whatnot, she says, quiet, quiet. I'm like, is that all you got? Is that it? Is that what you're bringing? Because you forget what I got. In and of myself, I don't want to deal with that. But you forget what I got. Right? Don't forget who's on your side. Amen. Don't forget the angels and the armies that He's put beside you. Because it gets weak. It's like, this ain't happening. You grow tired and wearisome. The cares of this world will drag you down. It will rob you of your excitement, of the joy that you have, that you possess. In the midst of it, it drives the enemy crazy. He's like, how could you turn around and be so darn joyful when the circumstance is going? How could Jesus be asleep in the boat when the waves and the winds are blowing, the disciples are going crazy? You don't care for us? Of course He cared, but He did tell them, hey, we're going to the other side. He knew His purpose. He knew His intent. He was going to the other side to do what? To catch some demons out of a guy. He knew that God wasn't done with him yet. He wasn't going to die in that boat. He could lay his head down and go to sleep. Did anybody get told today that they're going to die? Okay, so we're going to the other side. Don't act like you're dead. Don't let the enemy rob you of the joy that is rightfully yours. I know every one of you, if I said I had $100,000 behind this screen, you'd turn around and say, it's yours if you want it. You'd be up here taking it. So if there's a joy to be had, if there's a strength to be had, if there's wisdom to be had, if there's these treasures in heaven to be had, like little kids. We're supposed to pray like little kids. Like, look, hey, Dad, can I have that? Hey, Dad, my kids are grown up, right? Moved out, and they're still asking. It doesn't end. They're still asking. And they're so bold, right? Sometimes they don't even ask. They just take. Well, I seen three of them. What are you going to do with three of them? And why do they do that? Because of the love of a father. Amen. They're confident in the love that I have for them. That they can stretch it. Right? And that's why I, as a father, cry out to God. Because of kids. Yeah. Amen? Go ahead and play this last song.
Beginning, the light drawn in the sand. The end of all my striving, now I am born again. There Jesus was forsaken, so I will never be. His grace is my salvation, the gift of God, the work of Calvary. It is done. It is finished. Christ has won. He is risen. Christ is here. Love is triumphant. His mercy is complete. His love is not in question. The Son of God has spoken over me. It is done. It is finished. Christ has won.
Party from here to downstairs and just continue giving God glory. Thank you very much.
Amen.